Welcome to MoneyWeb Now. Business news every morning.
Thursday, 2nd of September, I'm Simon Brown, coming at you live and loud from the MoneyWeb Global Headquarters in Johannesburg, South Africa. On the show today, chatting with Derek Ensor from Rensburg, we're talking those excellent Cashbuild results and Aspen. Henry Lars, Marion Roberts, as they move back into profit, they've still got a drag on those discontinued operations, but it looks like those might finally be mostly out of the system. And then Sepo Modibra, he and his partners buy Canon Asset Managers, and Sepo becomes their CIO. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Some morning headlines from MoneyWeb. Low-cost airlines rush to enter business class segment as SAA nears takeoff. FlySafair, Kalula, Lyft, they're all suddenly doing business class, which is a little bit weird, but I suppose there's some money in that. And from Business Day, Steinhoff settlement favors debt holders at expense of creditors. This is Techie Town, and of course, remember, they're trying to liquidate to get a fairer settlement. It's ongoing. It is court cases. It's messy. U.S. markets, we saw green overnight. S&P up 0.03%. NASDAQ up 0.2%. Asia mixed. Sydney off 0.8%. And Tokyo up a little, up 0.1%. Commodities red overnight. Gold slipping $1. 1,815. Rand continuing stronger, 1441. Top 40 opening call, green open, but about 65 points higher. That's what, 0.1%. And that as Tencent trades up 1.7% during lunch in Hong Kong.
MoneyWeb Now, on the money. Also available on podcast.
Chatting now with Derek Ensor from Rensburg, portfolio manager at Anchor Capital. Derek, morning. Appreciate the time. Cashbuild results out yesterday, which were for the year to June. So it includes, you know, it's like lockdowns and pandemics and all the rest. And frankly, they were, I thought, knock it out the park results.
Yeah, absolutely. Morning, Simon. I think that, you know, just going through the detail and the cash pooled numbers, I think I'm reminded again and again every time this company reports what a good quality business this is. You know, I don't think that they hold on to their inventory too long, so they move their inventory quite quickly, and it's a very, very cash generative business. We can see that in the yield that they're delivering to investors. Mm-hmm. And I certainly think it's on a trajectory to probably go a bit higher from the current levels, you know. So even at 300 Rand a share, a decent dividend underpin, you know, coming out of the pandemic, the lockdown effect, I think people are, you know, want to spend a bit more. They want to sort of invest in their homes. And I think this business is still very well placed. So one of the best businesses on the JSE, if we just look back over the last 10 to 15 years, and I still think it's well placed. So really stellar results and really knocked it off the park.
And you make a great point there. I mean, it is really, really good management. I mean, that's patently we can see. But they're also in that sweet spot. You know, you buy a house or you know, maybe even you're renting. You got a garden. It's, if we look in the US, Home Depot, Lowe's, they typically do very well. And this fits in the same space here where we want to make our house a little bit better and upgrade it. And that's a visit to Cashbuild.
No, absolutely. So I think the other thing that they do extremely well is they stick to what they know. You know, yeah. They don't get clever. They don't try to sort of, you know, deliver washing machines to the public or whatever it may be. They here's your hammer. You come and buy it and off you go. If you need some bricks, this is how we do it. And sort of high volume, mm-hmm. low margin type business, and they stick to what they do. So yeah, as I said, I think it's well placed. I think that the business is probably going to hit a sweet spot over the next 6 months, and I'm certainly going to be a happy shareholder to hold this one as we ride through the period that we're in at the moment.
Yeah, it's one of those keep it simple, and keep it simple more often than not does work. Aspen results come out. I think it came smack on the close, in fact, a little after the close, so the market hasn't digested it. But a good set of numbers. Net debt has halved. Dividend is back after scrapping it in 2019. That wobble that they had a couple of years ago seems to be behind them. They seem to be back on track. Whether they'll start doing big acquisitions, we'll see. But balance sheet strong, cash flow good, and profits.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think really a good set of numbers. I've gone through the detail. I think what we need to remind ourselves is that this is not the grow by acquisition business that we're used to in the past. So just be mindful of the fact that this is on a 12.5 times PE multiple, and it's probably going to sit and float around there. So I think the market was very cautious going into these results. They wanted to see how quickly and what those debt levels looked like. So I think that the market's going to be happy with it, but I think quite a lot of the good news probably in the share price, you know, does it run towards a 15 or a 16 times multiple? I don't think so. I don't think this is the grow by acquisition business that we were used to in the past. And although a good quality business, I think we need to be, you know, keep reminding ourselves that this, you know, at a sort of low double digit PE is probably a fairly valued type business at this stage of the game.
That's a great point you make. Companies evolve. I mean, I remember Aspen in a PE of 40 when it was 400 Rand. As companies evolve, as investors, we need to be cognizant of that evolving because it is going to change the valuations.
No, absolutely. So I think, you know, just going through the tough economic environment that we've been exposed to over the last sort of 3 to 4 years, there's not many companies out there that have got this sort of grow by acquisition strategy, you know, using paper to grow as well. So I think, you know, they've weathered the storm extremely well, and, you know, hats off to Stephen Saad and the team for actually weathering a very tough sort of environment. They're well placed at the moment. They certainly are doing the right things from a government perspective and working hand in hand with government in terms of the vaccine rollout and the Johnson & Johnson manufacturing. So, you know, a good business, but certainly just be mindful of the fact that a 12.5 PE is probably the right PE.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, most folks I spoke to say that the sort of 190 is probably about a fair value. Derek Hensel van Rensburg, portfolio manager at Anchor Capital. Our question today we're asking on our Twitter and LinkedIn accounts, those cashboard results, I mean, really super. 22 Rand 11 cent dividend stock up 7.5% yesterday. HEPS up 151%. Is this one of the best shares to own in the JSE? Derek said he thought so. You can come have your vote. Have your say on our Twitter and LinkedIn profiles at MoneyWeb.
We all have different investment needs. Some of us want to preserve our money for retirement, and others to create wealth for the next generation. At StanLib, we have a team of investment specialists that can help you achieve any investment goal. So whether your money is looking for more certainty, more return, or more impact through your investments, we have a solution for your investment needs, no matter the time horizon. Join us over the next few months as we provide insights into the solutions we offer to meet your money needs. To find out more, visit stanlib.com or speak to your financial advisor. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. License number 719.
MoneyWeb now. On the money.
Chatting with Henry Loss, CEO of Marion Roberts. Disclaimer up front, I hold shares in Marion Roberts. Year-end results for June, order book at 60.7 billion, near order at 11.1 billion. Diluted continuing HEPS, 16 cents, 1.6 billion unrestricted cash. Henry, appreciate the time today. You still got some discontinued operations dragging down results, 256 odd million this period. They're working their way through. How much longer until they sort of largely out of the system?
Simon, thank you very much. Yes, I think this the discontinued cost in the past year is the disappointment in the result, and I will comment on that just now. But the pleasing part of it is that continuing operations went from a loss of 17 million to a profit of 540 million. So we're sort of back at the pre-COVID levels, but we've got this fantastic order book that will carry us into the future. But getting to discontinued operations, you will recall that the group exited the civil construction and building market in 2017, when we sold our business in South Africa. We had a lot of retained assets and liabilities from that transaction that we had to manage through. And at the time, the business in the Middle East, the building business in the Middle East, was experiencing the sale. And what you see in the discontinued line is all the costs associated with those operations. Okay. The financial year that has just gone by, that should be the last. We have actually today signed an agreement to sell the remaining two companies in the Middle East for a nominal amount. But having said that, there will, in the current financial year, the new financial year, there will be a foreign currency translation reserve that we will have to account for. But it's not a cash item, it's purely an accounting entry. But this is coming to an end for us. And I think there will be a lot more predictability in your results going forward. now that this discontinued is, has worked its way through the system.
Yeah, and you make the point that the core business of Marion Roberts, the continuing operations, are operating well. They're strong. A really strong cash generation from operations. It's a it's an encouraging sign if we look at the that core of Marion Roberts.
Absolutely. Simon, we've got three business platforms in the group. The first is the engineering, oil, energy, resources and infrastructure business, which is international business. Our mining business, which is an international business, and then power, industrial, and water, which is a local business. All our profits come from the two international platforms, the mining business and the energy resources and infrastructure business. Of this order book of $16.7 billion, 80% of that is offshore. Mm-hmm. And as I said, our profits essentially come from the two international businesses. The order book, that $60.7 billion, of that, about $27 billion is scheduled for delivery in this new financial year to June 2022. And if you compare that with the revenue of the previous year, which was $22 billion, it's already more than what we've executed from a revenue perspective in the past year. So revenue for us is certainly going to top $30 billion mm-hmm. in financial year 2022. So it just is an indication of the strength that we have in our continuing operations. And with the discontinued ops now coming to an end, we're very, very bullish about the sort of prospects for the group over the next couple of years.
The last couple of times we've chatted, you've talked about that power, industrial, water. That's the local side. And you've kind of said you're keeping it in anticipation. I mean, one of those businesses you've got in there is Wade Walker Solar. Obviously, the 100 megawatt self-generation must play directly into that. You've been doing a bit there, but this becomes a lot more significant in time, I imagine.
Simon, it does. But having said that, the power, industrial and water business, our local business, just does not have the opportunity to compete with our other two business platforms.
Yeah,
we are struggling to keep it in a profit position. We had a substantial loss in the past year. And even in the year to June 2022, there will be a small loss. The issue that we have on the power or the self-generation cap, which has been lifted, it presents a lot of opportunity. But it's more the international companies that will benefit from this, because South African companies, we're not OEMs, we're not technology owners.
Yes.
So the technology around solar or the technology around wind will come with international companies. However, it will present us opportunity to do the electrical balance of plant work and the transmission lines, etc. But we need a lot more scale. We need a lot more investment for this business to really become a strong contributor to our earnings. And we are hopeful that that will happen. Mm-hmm. And you know, for that reason, we are holding on to that business. But as I say, it has to get to a point that it contributes to earnings. We can't forever live with a hope. It is pulling us back now, but the two international businesses, they are shining.
Yeah, I take your point on that. Quick last question, your energy resources infrastructure doing exceptionally well in Australia. Picking up some North American, you make the comment that this is going to become a bit of an area of focus in North America?
Yes, what we had in Australia, from a strategic point of view, we have broadened our market focus. So we're covering broader market sectors than what we do in the U.S., The U.S. is purely focused on energy at this stage, mm-hmm. and we would like to expand the service offering to mirror what we have in Australia. So it will give us a better opportunity. But we're very excited about the future of that business, as we are for our mining business.
Yeah.
We're really excited about the future.
Yeah, and commodities currently globally doing great, which plays directly into that. Henry Loss, CEO of Marion Roberts, appreciate your time today.
We all have different investment needs. Some of us want to preserve our money for retirement, and others to create wealth for the next generation. At Stanlib, we have a team of investment specialists that can help you achieve any investment goal. So whether your money is looking for more certainty, more return, or more impact through your investments, we have a solution for your investment needs, no matter the time horizon. Join us over the next few months as we provide insights into the solutions we offer to meet your money needs. To find out more, visit stanlib.com. or speak to your financial advisor. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. License number 719.
MoneyWeb now on the money.
Chatting now with Sepo Madiba, CIO at Canon Asset Management, newly installed CIO there. Sepo, appreciate your early morning time. You and your colleagues have bought Canon Asset Management managers from Bidvest. You'd worked there, I think you left some 8 years ago, but you're back buying it. I suppose the first question is why the purchase? Why buy an asset manager as opposed to start from scratch?
There's a few reasons. We have had historical ties to Canon, as you've touched on, and always had a keen interest in seeing the business succeed. Naturally, something that's been tied to your professional profile. Mm-hmm. The better it does, the better your profile looks. when we caught wind of some of the team changes over the last couple of years, we thought it was an opportunity to leverage what the business has done particularly well over the last decade or so, and come on board and stabilize the parts of the business that haven't done so well. So we are appreciating the challenge of going into an existing business are very excited to leverage our collective experience to push the business forward.
Traditionally, Canon was a value investment house, more than anything else, a value house. Would that philosophy remain, or was that one of, I mean, part of me, and I know I speak to asset managers, and they say, we all buy value. No one goes and buys expensive. But I mean, it was that sort of philosophy. Will that stay?
The primary basis of Canon, which is a valuation-based methodology, will remain our ethos, as you touch on, in terms of everybody wants to buy undervalued companies. Mm-hmm. What we will do is augment some of the methodologies of assessing businesses, but the ethos of looking at businesses' intrinsic values will remain.
The market you're going to be targeting, I mean, is it going to be sort of going after institution business? Will it be the sort of retail, the mom and pops out in the streets there, high net worth? So who are you going to be focusing on?
So the primary business right now is more high net worth individuals. We are looking to create a more balance in terms of the overall book. So the short answers will be targeting everybody. I think from a proposition perspective, we have products that can appeal to different segments of the market. We will, just by virtue of our background, be approaching some of the larger institutional clients. But it's really important that from a South African investment culture perspective, you provide products that are compelling to even the mom and pop shops. As part of that, we are on the Easy Equities platform, providing a broad-based access to our products.
A last question, a fair bunch of funds are Canon. Are you going to be merging or closing some, or is that still a process that you're giving thought to?
So we are going to take a little bit of time to review the business as a whole. You do touch on an important point. I think there can be a more efficient way of providing clients with offerings, and that is certainly a process that we are going through.
We'll leave that there. That's Sipho Madiba, CIO, Canon Asset Management. Appreciate your early morning, sir. That's the show for today. A poll that we were asking you yesterday on our Twitter and LinkedIn. The education stocks, Stadio, Curo, Advertech, all come out with their results a couple of early this week, and then Curo lost. We asked you, which is your preferred? A third of you didn't like any of them. Otherwise, Advertech just snuck ahead. Curo just behind that. Stadio trailing down in third place. But certainly, as I say, Advertech was the winner by there with sort of a hair's breadth. Remember, you can have your vote, you can have your say every day on our polls on our LinkedIn and Twitter accounts at MoneyWeb. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. We're live every weekday morning, the MoneyWeb website and app, 6:30 a.m. Podcast available just after 7 a.m. Huge thanks to my team, Eddie, Kodora, Masekla, Nicole, to you for listening, my guests for their early morning contributions. My name is Simon Brown. This is MoneyWeb Now. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Listen to the live stream of MoneyWeb Now at the same time every weekday. For more business, finance, and investment news, MoneyWeb Now on the money. Also available on podcast.